connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
KFA-FSO calling AC-8-AC.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
AC-8-WOJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
Good morning, Tom. G8WOJ. Morning, Rick. Good morning. How you doing, young man? You on your way to work? Actually, I'm on my way to the orthopedic surgeon to follow up with my shoulder that's still killing me. Yeah, I didn't get any of that. Oh, I just said good luck with that. Is it just a checkup? Are they going to do something? Well, that's a follow-up to the next step and see what they're going to do. I mean, already gave me anti-inflammatories for a month, and that didn't solve the issue. Oh, boy. Is your doctor at least close to home? No. He's in Mount Clemens, and that's where I'm heading. And then I got to go up to Armada after that. Oh, jeez. You are a traveler, that's for sure. Man, oh, man. A road warrior. I guess. I just do my job and try to do it as the best of my abilities. Yep, that's all we can do. I know what you mean, though. Every morning I get up at 4:35 to go out and feed the cat there and... Man, oh man, the pain in my back just kills me for hours.
Yep, that's how it usually goes. Just putting dishes away kind of made my shoulder hurt, so. But now I gotta turn around and go back to the house because I forgot my smartwatch. So, I need that. That keeps track of my heart rate.
Oh, cool. That sounds like a nifty little toy there. I got one of those, a pulse oximeter, like they have in a doctor's office that you just clip on your finger and it gives you your pulse and your oxygen level there. But you got to put it on for it, you know, so if you're at rest, when I'm at rest, I can't tell what the heart rate is. By the time I get up and get the thing and put it on, I'm not at rest anymore, so... that would be a nice little tool there.
Yeah, you could do, I got an Apple phone, so I got an Apple Watch. But my son's got an Android, so he's got the Android version of the smartwatch. My coworker has one too. It checks his heart rate. It'll do his blood pressure and his pulse ox.
Wow, I never knew such things existed.
know that much. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I probably couldn't afford one anyway.
Well, some carriers, you know, like T-Mobile, Verizon, and all of them, you can get a smartwatch through them, and it just goes on your plan.
Well, I'll have to check. I got my AT&T. I doubt they'd be helpful at all.
Well, it all depends on what kind of phone you got, is what kind of watch you want to match it up with.
Yeah, I got Android. I've never had an iPhone or a Mac.
Oh, then AT&T would have a, you know, if you got a Samsung, you get a Samsung watch. You know, or just any one of the Android smartwatches will work. So you can have it added to your plan.
Well, I'll have to check that out later. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah, I had Android for a while, and then I got a better deal on a Apple phone, iPhone, so I went that direction, and everything is through the cloud, and, you know, I've had it for years. I'm like, eh. You know, the Android ones are just too much stuff on it that I don't need, so the Apple was the way to go because it was a little bit more simplistic. All right, I'll be right back. I got to run out of the house. KCKJO. All right, let's try that again. KCKJO, back on the road.
Hey, you remember a long time ago, I remember when I was young, there was a show on TV, Art Linkletter, Kids Face and Artists Face. They got some videos on YouTube of their interviews with kids. It's hilarious. Kind of about who's in charge at home and all this such stuff. It's a riot.
Art Linkletter. Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, he did the Kids Say the Darndest Things, and then there was another show, like Pranks kind of thing that they did that was pretty popular also.
Yeah, but he did something besides the Kids Say the Darndest Things. He had another TV show, I think, didn't he? I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it either, but it was sort of like prank things, like they'd put somebody in a room, and there'd be almost nothing in the room except a little table and a great big red button and then a little sign that said, do not push the red button. And then cameras would watch him. Oh, Candid Camera, that's what it was, Candid Camera.
That's right.
Man, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was a kid. I know that was in the 60s and 70s, but I wasn't born until 59, so I was on in syndication when I was older.
Yeah, I was born in the early 50s there. It seemed like the early 60s I remember watching that. I could be wrong, though. It's happened before.
I used to watch on the Game Show Network back when the kids were little, when they had quality game shows, Beat the Clock, Whose Line Is It, or What's My Line, things like that. Oh, and Match Game.
Oh, yeah, I remember all those. I didn't really watch any of them, but I do remember them.
Yeah, when I was sick, I always watched The Prize is Right. That one was always fun to watch. Prize is Right. On occasion, I watched Wheel of Fortune. And, oh gosh. What's the other one there? Jeopardy. Yeah, I'd watch those every so often.
Yeah, I remember I was real little. It must have been the 50s, late 50s. Saturdays, when we didn't go to school there, was cartoon day. And, you know, most of the morning till early afternoon would be all cartoons on TV. And my mom would go shopping, and she'd come home sometime during the morning and have a brand new fresh bag of those cheese bones. I'd grab that bag and watch the TV. There was a program called Sky King. Some guy who had a plane, and he was flying around doing all these good deeds and all different kind of stuff. That was an ancient history, too.
Oh, yeah, Saturday morning cartoons. Absolutely. Scooby-Doo, the Flintstones, Hong Kong Phooey, Laugh Olympics, Bugs Bunny.
Yep, I think my favorite was the Roadrunner and the Coyote.
Oh, that was my grandfather's, too. My grandparents used to come and visit. We'd wake up in the morning and watch cartoons, and it was always the Roadrunner and the Coyote. Absolutely, he was a big fan of the Roadrunner.
Yeah, that poor old Coyote, he never won nothing, but he never gave up.
Nope, he sure didn't. And, I mean, I still watch him on Boomerang. So, I'll sit down, I'll watch Scooby-Doo, of course, or Scooby and Scrappy-Doo. And then, but between 9:15 and 10:25, watch Emergency.
YouTube's got a bunch of old shows on the series kind of stuff, and I've been watching one lately called Tombstone Territory. It's an old western. A lot of it's black. In fact, I think most of it's black and white. I remember those from, I think it was the late 50s.
Oh, yeah, we got a Tubi, I think that's what it is, or one of the free ones. And so often we'll watch Maverick. Laredo. It's just, you know, good quality old-fashioned television. You know, but I'm a big Emergency fan, so I'll watch that anytime it's on. Even though I have the box collection, I still watch it.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about the older ones that just seem like better television, I guess. And now we get to watch them without the commercials.
Oh, yeah, there's some channels you can watch. And, I mean, you'll have commercials, but you'll have, like, 2 minutes worth right in the middle of the beginning, and then after that it's all the show. Even movies that way, too. KDC, Digital Friday, because we haven't done that yet.
Yep, I forgot myself. KEWOJ. And, yeah, I noticed that for a while YouTube started. Like, I always have ad blockers on my browsers there, and I noticed YouTube started putting commercials within the video, so you couldn't get around them. But it didn't seem like that lasted very long. Everybody started leaving and going elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, they still have commercials on, or commercials or advertisements, but there's a option down there when you're watching YouTube that you can hit next or skip after so many seconds.
Yeah, that happens when I watch on the phone there. Usually on the desktop, though, I have a browser that'll take care of all that kind of junk. But, yep, that happens on my phone. So, you still liking that new radio? You been playing with Wires X at all?
No Wires X. No. But it's, you know, eventually I'll figure something out. But I like it because of the fusion. You know, Wires X, I mean, it's almost like having a, whatever you call it in my truck, a hotspot or an all-star.
Yep, exactly. And from what I understand, I never tried it, though. You can send text messages, you can send pictures, different kind of stuff over there. I never got that far into it, but I like the C4 FM also. I was cruising the 2-meter band one day looking for contacts there, and I heard these two guys, well, I heard something, couldn't tell what it was. So I switched over to C4 FM, and boom, there they were. And they had kind of a southern accent there, so I thought, well, this isn't, doesn't seem to be local. And so I listened for a while, and then when they broke, I threw my call sign out there. And they heard me and came back because the call sign didn't match any of theirs to the area. They were in West Virginia. We had a nice long, probably about a half hour, 45-minute conversation on a repeater down there in West Virginia.
You're connected to
CNN Network. Well, C4FM, isn't that Fusion?
Yes. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I heard a couple minutes when I was on my way back from the west side. Never jumped in on it, but, I mean, I got it, you know, the east, eastern link and the western link in my radio.
Oh, cool. I think, if I remember right, that was my absolute very first QSO card from them guys. That was pretty cool. And of course, I didn't have any cards to send back because I don't normally do stuff like that.
Yeah, I just rotated the dial over to a Fusion Detroit on the A channel, and I'll hear somebody on there. And then I got the Who Cares Fusion on there, too. So I bounce around where I can, you know, when I remember to. I just like to spin the dial. I haven't figured out how to set up scan yet, but that's another adventure when it gets warm out. I don't like doing anything in the cold, but I don't have to.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I used to camp out in the cold in the winter all the time, and now I don't like going out on the porch for a cigarette.
Yeah, I remember those days. I used to go sneak out in the rental property. I used to go out the back door, and then there was a speed heater exhaust right there. So I stand right there by it to stay warm. And then moved to the house that I'm in now and smoked outside. But now I don't smoke. My wife doesn't smoke. I vape, but not those big, huge, you know, $200 unit kind of things. Yeah, so I just have, like, the little vape, and it's no big deal. It's just me in the house.
Yeah, the cigars I smoke are cheapies, too. They're about the size of a cigarette, and they got a filter on them. It's just that they're made with cigar tobacco and wrapped in a cigar leaf instead of a paper. But, you know, I need to play with my Fusion again. I think I've almost forgot how to use it. I got to couple of Fusion radios here, and I haven't been on there in a long time.
Yeah, I'm only on there every so often. You know, usually I'm on the FBI Central Michigan link. And Fusion, if it chirps up, I'll jump over there if there's somebody on UHF.
Yeah, I used to scan and bounce around all over the place, and it seems like now I'm the same way. I just kind of stick on the FBI network most of the time, and then the other VFO is tuned in to Statewide One. Seems like since I got DMR figured out, that's about the only digital I've been doing anymore.
Yeah, I got another radio for that, for DMR. I got my Motorola, and I got P25 in here too. VHF.
Well, that's what I like about it. I bought a Clearnode, and it's got P25 in it also, but I started looking around for, you know, where to talk on P25. I couldn't find almost anything. You know, I think it was 15 places I found. They were all in Ohio and Indiana. So I gave it a try, and boy, it was like, you know, it's supposed to be so nice and crisp and clear, and everything sounded like everybody was at the end of their leash, and you could just barely make them out.
Yeah, I got a P25 tape radio, but that's on loan from WAVD Bali. And then I got my System Fusion here now. Made that jump. And I got my Motorola XPR4550 for UHF and DMR. And, what's the other one? Oh, GMRS. Oh, yeah, I got a couple of GMRS radios around here somewhere. The old Motorolas we used to use for deer hunting all the time. I don't know, I got the bug yesterday. I thought, geez, I need another handheld, which I don't. I got a ton of them. But I was hearing about this new Anytone 890, so I started looking into that. And it just looked like a 878 with just a slightly different features kind of thing. But it's like $50 cheaper. Yeah, I don't have any Anytones. I got a bunch of types. I got an MDUV 380. And then I got, what else I got? Oh, I got a Rekevistry. I think it's the only type I got. Oh, I got a tight MV9600. That's one of my coworker talks GMRS on. And what else I got? Oh, I got a couple of Linko Holdar VHF, UHF, HTs that are front panel program only. Got a Rekevis 3 and a bunch of bow things. Oh, yeah. Oh, things sitting around here somewhere. Before I got my license, I thought, well, they were cheap on Amazon. I thought, well, I'm going to get one, actually a pair of them, and learn how to program and listen to etiquette and, you know, how people do things and get a little bit used to it before I get my license. So I did that. It was kind of interesting. I enjoyed listening. Yeah, I went and got my license first, and then I acquired a radio on an even trade for a model airplane to a HP in Old Kenwood, DH79AB. And finally that one gave up the ghost. And I got, I forgot I had another one around. It was just a 2 meter, a 2 meter, but that one died out too. Then I got the Baofeng, and I had the Baofeng for years, but never used it. And I started getting into it a little bit, getting back into it about 2 years ago. A little bit more than I used to. Yeah, I've heard quite a few people recently talking on, I think it's a GM32 or something, Baofeng, and man, the audio is great on them. And they're not that expensive either. I have considered getting another one of them, and I thought, man, I got too many handhelds as it is already. Okay, Joe. Yeah, I got the DM32, which got to use the stock firmware for that, or stock CPS software. You can't change it over to OpenGD77, but then I got a DM1701 that's OpenGD77. What else do I got? Oh, I got a couple 5Rs, 5RX, and whatever I can put OpenGD77 on is what I put it on there. It's so much more easier.
Sounds like you got a regular Radio Shack store over there at your house.
I try.
Yeah, I might have asked you this already, but I forgot the answer. Did you ever get that antenna up in the attic?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's up in the attic. I strapped it to a copper pipe, you know, a piece of copper pipe. And then I took a bunch of electrical tape and mounted it to the truss up in the attic. It's vertical polarized. Then I ran the LMR 400 down. Through the hatch into the attic, down the wall, it's just tape, underneath the door, and then it's mounted to the radio that's on the little desk my son made in his old room. got the power supply in there. I got my Elinco mounted.
Excellent. I got a little desk here, and I went and got a cheap bookshelf kind of thing. It's probably, I don't know, 3 foot tall, maybe, with two shelves in it. And I put some bracing on it to sturdy it up kind of thing. And I got the radios mounted to this little bookshelf thing sitting on the desk. I can get like 3 or 4 radios in there.
Well, I'd like to find one of those old mounts that the radio, you know, that law enforcement and EMS first responders use. Let's just leave it at that. You know, that mount's in here, right? To mount all the radios on one rack. But I haven't found one yet. You know, bolted to the floor of the work van.
Yeah, when I first started, I was thinking the same thing. It's too bad there ain't a rack mount like you have for the stereo equipment and stuff. just mount everything in line on the rack.
Yeah, I'm looking at getting another vehicle, and I got to get rid of the Cadillac. She's got issues. Get rid of that, and so there's a friend of the family that owns a dealership over on Wayne, and he's got a fleet Expedition there. I want to pick a gander at it and see how much it costs monthly for it.
Oh, excellent. Now, a fleet Expedition, what is that? Is that a like a Suburban type thing?
Yeah, it's about the same size as my Escalade, but it's Ford. So I want to see what they got over there. You know, I just haven't had a chance lately.
Well, you know, I'm 72, and I've never had a new vehicle in my life, but I always bought used stuff. But I end up with a lot of Fords, and it seemed like them things run forever. I went through them pretty fast anyway, though. I used to be a road warrior like yourself.
I don't say that too loudly. My son's got problems with his F-150. It's a 2017. He's got trans issues. You know, the computer's all goofing up on it. Not sure what he's going to do with it yet.
Yeah, they make some lemons, too. I know an uncle... long time ago, it had a doing a little snowplow business on the side there. Bought a brand new Ford four-wheeler, new plow in the whole 9 yards, and he had nothing but engine troubles right from the start.
Yeah, but the thing is, too, is it doesn't matter which one it is. Each vehicle has their own separate issues in one way or another. But it's still computer-controlled. All the computer's going to do is get a glitch in it, and that'll just mess up the vehicle altogether.
Yep, exactly. And I think I was wrong. I don't think it was engine problem. I think it was transmission problems that he had trouble with also. Yeah, I found all the older cars. It seems like they'll last a while, but you get a certain amount of miles on it, and the electrical system starts going. And when that starts going, you can chuck it there and start over.
Yeah, 100%. Well, we'll see how it goes. He's looking at other options. He's just hoping that one viable option will be able to get him into another vehicle, because he still owes like $18K on it.
Holy cow, I remember buying a brand spanking new mobile home for that.
Oh, tell me about it. I mean, geez. You can't even touch a, what is that, the Jeep, or the, what's the big, is it a big Chrysler or something like that? And they want like $120,000 for that thing. That's the same price as my house is.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, you'd have to live in it. There's nothing with four wheels that's worth that much money to me.
Oh, 100%. I mean, geez. I mean, your house you could finance over 30 years, but your car loan's only 5-6 if you're lucky. And you enter that price on that for a month, it's like $3,000 a month or something like that. It's ridiculous. And then the full coverage insurance to cover it, geez, okay. 100%, not worth it. Now, the one I'm looking at is, got, I think, like 90,000 miles on it, and they want 18.9 for it. I forgot what year it is. I think it's a 16 or a 17, so not a bad price. I don't know how much I can fiddle them down with it, though, but it's the price per month. See how much that's going to run. I think my favorite vehicle, the one I think was the best I ever had, was a 2000 Jeep Cherokee, 5-speed stick. I think it had 95,000 on it when I bought it for $6,000. And I think when I finally got rid of it, it had, 180 or something on it, and no real breakdowns, but things were starting to go. The stainless brake lines were rusting out and going, and but anyway, it was an active vehicle, and the Cherokee was awesome for me because I kept all my fishing tackle and some of my hunting stuff back in there, and I was ready to head north. I didn't have to do a lot of packing; it just stayed packed. Well, there you go. Damn, I had a 2005 Dodge Durango, and after a while, that thing started falling apart. It was rusting out, and then the engine started acting up. Put a bunch of money into it, and the transmission blew on it. Had to get another used trans. I have my Volkswagen Eurovan. I love that thing.
I got an old friend. He had an old Ford, a Ford pickup he bought. It had, I can't remember how many miles it had on it when he got it, 60, 70,000 or something like that anyway. He ended up putting 350,000 miles on that thing, and it was still going strong. When he sold it, the guy bought it for a plow vehicle.
Yeah, some of those old vehicles last a long time. They could be rust buckets, but man, they still do get around because it's all old school points and all that other stuff instead of a computer.
Yep, the sheet belt stayed pretty good on it for an awful long time, but I think he did have I can't remember if he had it was a transfer case or a transmission that had a problem and he had to swap out one time, and that was pretty much it for the whole life of the truck.
Yeah, I had a 79 Cadillac sedan DeVille, and that one, blew the motor on that one. Wasn't intentional. She had a knock in there already or a kick, and then finally she just gave up the ghost and went kaput.
Yeah, I had another uncle that bought a used Riviera, and what a nice, awesome car that was. It run for quite a long time, but then, like I said earlier, he started developing, it had everything on it, like the seats and windows and this and that and the other, and the electrical system started going, and it was just a nightmare after that.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's crazy. That's no matter what vehicle you get, unless you do proper maintenance on it, it doesn't last very long. Oh, let's do a KPKGO.
Yeah, I had a Ford two-wheel drive pickup. It was a great truck, but something happened. I can't remember what it was. It was a three-speed on the column shifting stick. And something happened in the column there, and shifting it ended up cutting a bunch of wires or something. Oh, what a nightmare that was. It had to go to a dealer to get fixed because nobody else had prints, electrical prints kind of thing, and it took them forever and quite a bit of money to get that thing fixed.
Connected to CMN Network.
I guess as long as you keep up on the maintenance and the oil changes and the trans flushes and the radiator flushes,
car could last for quite a while. Maybe I had a 74 Nova, and the other reason I got rid of it is because I moved back to Michigan from California. But the heater core started going leaking on it, and I didn't feel like fixing it.
Yeah, that would be way too much work. That's behind the dash, right? You'd have to pull out all the dash to replace that, I think.
Well, I was just disconnecting the hoses and the firewall and then going up in there and taking apart the heater box and pulling it out and sticking another one through the wall and then reconnecting the hoses with clamps. But still, like I said, I was 18, 19, and I wasn't too inclined to do anything like that. Plus, I was moving, so I sold it to a friend and I got some money for it. That's all that matters. They took it in. Kept it for a while, I think. They wanted it, so I sold it to them.
AWOJ. Well, Tom, I'm going to get on out of here. My stomach is starting to chew on my backbone there. I think it's time for breakfast. So good luck at the doctor's there. I hope everything goes good and you can get that fixed up pretty quick, especially still working. You know, I'm in pain all the time, too, but I don't have to work. I can... I can spend most of the day laying down if I have to. But anyway, have a good one there, and we'll catch you later. KUWOJ.
You must have read my mind, so it's just about, I just pulled up and gave it a couple minutes. Now I got to get in there. I like to be early. Maybe they'll call me in early. All right, enjoy the day. Put some food in the belly, and I will talk to you later. 73 KJO.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLL in the mobile.
AEAWOJ.
Connected to CMN Network.
AEAWOJ. KE4ZYQ.
Hey, Joe, good afternoon. I'm glad you're out here. I was beginning to think this radio was dead or something.
No, didn't want to leave you out there hanging, wondering if it was working, if you were being heard. Want to make sure you knew you weren't dreaming that you were sitting out there, but you really are sitting out there.
Well, that I know, but I had the radio tuned in over here all day, and I haven't heard a thing out there. I started thinking, maybe I'm in some kind of bubble over here.
Well, not to sound odd, but when I bump my elbow or bump a leg or a knee or foot or toe, and I get a pain a little bit, I say, oh, thanks. It reminds me I'm actually alive and awake. I'm not dreaming.
Oh, now, see, I'm just the opposite. I got pain all the time. If I was to ever have no pain, then I think passed on.
Well, I can relate to that up until about 4 or 5 days ago. I got some of this stuff you mix in water that has no taste. Helps your system, your digestion, everything. Ever since I started that, I'm actually having days with no achiness in joints. It's just a probiotic type digestion powder with no taste, no aftertaste, no residual effect, other than it's supposed to help your digestion and your good bacteria and all that fun stuff. And I tried it from Costco. And I've tried it every water glass for every meal and just a couple teaspoons of that stuff in water, and you don't even know it's there. And then eventually I started thinking, wait a minute, I'm not aching all the time. What's going on?
Well, that's cool. Sorry about the delay there. I was switching over to the clear note. I wasn't too sure. I'm on the porch here with the handheld, and I figured I might as well go with the clear note. In case I move around a little bit, I won't be drifting out on you.
Yep, KE4ZYQ. You sound a little clearer on this one, this last transmission. Just for the heck of it, I'll send you a picture of what I'm talking about. You can look into it if you want or don't. Doesn't matter. But if you do look into it, let me know how it does for you.
Yeah, that's fine. I figured that, but I've switched over to the clear node there. I'd be nice and clear. I guess that's why they call it clear node. Hey, by the way, did you ever get a DMR radio? I know you were looking for one a while back. Did you fall out of your chair? Well, Joe, hope you're okay. Don't want to know what happened to you there, if you can hear me. Have a good one, and I'll be standing by. KEWOJ.
You're connected to CMN Network.
I don't want to be, though.
KFAS Mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
KKKJL.
I heard a Cujo out there. KFAS.
Hey.
Joe,
what's going on, Dave?
Not much. Just dropping off a flute. My daughter forgot, so I had to do the flute delivery for her flute class.
Say that 10 times fast.
Yeah, I'm in my old neighborhood where I grew up, 15 and Ryan. A lot has changed.
Oh, did you go to Warren Con or did you go to Utica?
I went to, where did I go? Lutheran. It was a Lutheran school, so I went to Trinity in Utica. So all my friends in the neighborhood went to Grissom, and they went to Sterling Heights High School.
Yeah, that's Warren Con. Okay. I went to Clintondale.
Yeah, not familiar with that. Is that also in Warren Consolidated?
No, Clintondale was its own school district out of Clinton Township, just north of the Fraser district.
Okay, now it would be Chippewa Valley now?
No, that's further east. You got Clintondale was 15 at Little Mac and the surrounding area. Fraser was south of 15, I think. Maybe a little bit, maybe 14. Yeah, I think it was 14 mile. And then Chippewa is like 19 in Garfield area. Where my mother-in-law's house is Chippewa at Canal and Garfield.
Yeah, I think we're Chippewa Valley in Macomb. So it goes pretty far north. And if the kids decide they want to go to public school, they would go to Dakota. Just like our Dakota.
And what's really funny is Dakota was a senior while my daughter was a freshman at Romeo.
Small world. So, okay, so you, even though you're in Memphis, you're part of the Romeo schools?
No, I lived in Romeo for about 6 years, and my daughter graduated in 2015 from Romeo. My son graduated in 2010 from Henry Ford II over there in Sterling Heights, you know, Utica District.
Yep, I know where that is. We lived near, I used to live near Stevenson. It's probably really close to the downtown area, like a mile from the, I don't know if you'd call it a downtown, but you know, the city center.
Yep, Stevenson High. That's Utica Schools also. My wife went to HF2 as well. That's her brothers.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I know Sterling Heights was really nice back in the 80s and the 90s. I don't know how it is now. I mean, it's very congested now. I feel like when I grew up, you know, I was living in Sterling Heights, things felt a little more spaced out. Now everything is so built up.
Oh, yeah. Especially Dodge Park. I remember Dodge Park being a dirt baseball diamond. They had outhouses on the trail over to the bridge. They didn't have all the band stuff there or anything like that. Yeah, well, that was back in the 70s and 80s when I was a kid.
Yeah, I think you're ahead of me as far as, I'm just a tiny bit younger than you. Not much, but most of my childhood was in the 80s that I remember. I don't remember the 70s. Like, I was, you know, I was six by the end of the 70s, so I don't really remember the 70s.
Yeah, I graduated in 87 to give you just how old I am. I'll be 57 this year. KCAK Joe.
Okay, yeah. I was 92, so we wouldn't have even crossed in high school. But, yeah, I'm going to be 52 soon. And still trying to get into the workforce again, which is a challenge, but we'll see how it goes. I'm going to pick up odd jobs here and there probably if I don't. I've got one prospect at the end of this week, so we're going to see what happens there. But it's not looking good if you're in our age range. It's hard to get past the filters of the resume filters. So I've been doing some tricks for that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There's a couple places here in Sterling Heights. I mean, then you got the Garrison, you got DAE, you got Oshkosh. I'm sure they're looking for programmers.
Yeah, I don't have a doubt that I'll find something. It's just right now I can afford to be picky, and then I will start whittling it down to not being picky. But I don't know. I'm taking it easy with this whole thing. I needed to do a career reset. Last job just kind of pushed me over the edge where I just said, you know what, I'm done. it was just a lot of, there was a lot of combinations of things that happened where I just decided, yeah, I looked at my finances and I looked where I was at. It's like, I can afford to take off a little bit of time.
Well, there you go. I got to jump. My coworker's here tapping on my truck, so I will chat at you soon. 73 KZO.
Alrighty. Talk to you later. KFAS Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
K8RUH.
This is
KFA FQN.
Go ahead.
What's going on, Wyatt? This is Anthony. We talked the other day.
Hey, Roger. I remember. I just heard you calling out. Where I was editing one of my videos for my YouTube channel. How is your, what is it right now, afternoon going?
Pretty good. On my way home from work, and I don't know what I'm doing when I get home. Hopefully, get a little bit of stuff done and get some relaxing done. Do you have a ham radio YouTube channel, or what type of YouTube channel do you have?
Well, actually, I have three. My main one is for Airsoft, and that's kind of where I post my more military-oriented content. And then I have, it's called Amateur Radio Kid, and, that one, you can find on my QRZ page, and I do, you know, ham radio. And, I have a third one, which I just made, and that's, I like astronomy and stuff, and, I'm practicing building up satellites, like, not real ones, obviously, from kids, and, like, doing, build from scratch, and, just building satellites and stuff like that. But, that one's called Night Astronomy, but it's, the ham radio one, mainly.
Very cool. Your parents must be ready for you to get a job. You've picked up some expensive hobbies.
Yes, I have. To be honest with you, I'm pretty sure ham radio is the most expensive hobby I have. Then again, we, like, obviously not everything at once. Like, that's my ham radio hobby. I got my license January 22nd of this year, but all my radios I've already had, except for this any tone I'm transmitting on right now, with that bass and tab, but, that's how it kind of works with me and stuff. You just kind of, like, build it up over the years. Like, I don't know, a year I get, like, something. But, yeah, I do a lot of, chores around the farm, to make up for those hobbies.
Well, that's good. And I'm sure if you work hard, your parents reward you well. I know my daughter gets rewarded very well, but she works hard at the things that she does. So it's a give and a take.
Yeah, Roger. Yeah, I do, yeah, hold on. I'm sorry. My radio's bugging out right now. It's kind of weird. The coax was being weird. Uh-oh. This is KSA-FQN. Stand by.
All right, I'm standing by, Y. K-E-8-R-U-H.
KSA-FQN. Sorry about that. The coax on my thing was being weird. It was like, it just like came out. Like I had it screwed on, but I guess I didn't screw it on tight enough.
Interesting. So how are you liking the new radio? Did you get that antenna mounted, or is it still in a temporary configuration?
It's still temporary. My dad was supposed to get it mounted. My dad and I were supposed to get it mounted last weekend, but we didn't have time. It's still in that bucket, but this is the only repeater I can reach out clearly to because my dormer of my room and the garage is blocking the rest of the RF signal, so it's kind of 240 degrees of, like, clear signal until it starts getting distorted. But I'm liking the radio. I love the city tone. The coax had a buy, but it's PRF-100 coax, and I love it. And the antenna is, yeah, really good on it. There's, I think the SWR on it, it's like 1.1 or something.
That's pretty good. Yeah, it's good to have a radio that you like and you're confident in. What repeater are you getting into, the Romeo?
Yeah, Roger, I am. They said the Romeo repeater doesn't have that good distance, but yeah, I'm using the Romeo.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you figured out with a mobile unit and some extra wattage, it goes a long way over an HT.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I'm trying to get an antenna for one of my newer HTs, the QRZ1 by QRZ. But it doesn't use a typical SMA female. I mean, it does, but I think it's, or it might not, but it doesn't use a, like on the actual transceiver body itself, it uses, it uses like a weird antenna connector that I don't have. All my other radios are SMA, I kind of forgot, it's like female to male. There's a male pin in the transceiver, but I need to get a new antenna for that so I can try to reach out to the Romeo repeater. But yeah, I'm running 25 watts right now with that. But even with my AC, that 10 watt one, I just still couldn't get in pretty clear on that Romeo.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, it's fun to figure out what repeaters you can get into and from where, and just keep experimenting and learning the limits of travel from a repeater.
Yeah, it is. That's one of the things that got me interested in the ham radio, RF signals. That got me really interested into it. It still is. I still do some research about all the signals and the lengths of it and stuff. But yeah, it's really fun experimenting with the radios too.
Yep. Over time, you'll come up with quite the collection, I'm sure. Since you're so young, you'll be able to collect stuff over the years and have better ones and things that are better for different situations.
but yeah, it's a fun hobby. What's your next thing you're going to try to get into? Do you have another radio picked out, or a digital mode, or anything like that?
Next radio, when I get my generals, I want to see about the D90. D90, and I want to try. I'm not advanced on this level yet, but I'm at Raspberry Pi. I want to try a little bit to try to make my own digital mode, like how Frankie and Taylor do the FC8. I'm going to try that, do a more simpler version of it, just using, I think, DTMF. But yeah, the D90, I want to try to get, because of the top, the waterfall display and the antenna tuner.
Very cool. I think Dakota had one of those, NADBF, and he really enjoyed it when he had it. But I think he sold that a long time ago and bought something else.
Yeah, I heard a lot of people like it. They see the antenna tuner on, it's awesome. Like, you can turn anything that's metal into an antenna, basically, with that. But yeah, I heard a lot of good things about it. And they say it's good, like, for beginners just getting into HF, which obviously it's expensive, it's $400, but still. That's still awesome if you can get QSOs that far away.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think, from what I've figured out, is $400 for a HF rig is not that expensive. It's a lot of money, but they are definitely more expensive than that in a lot of cases.
Yeah, definitely know that. Ham radio is not a cheap hobby in general. Even I'm looking at ICOM. I don't want to get an ICOM radio because of how expensive they are, but I'm looking at one of their, you know, those, like, big HF radios that, like go inside your house. Those things are, like, $1,000, $5,000. It's, like, crazy how, like, dedicated some people get into the hobby, like, where they have, like, 80 different ICOM radios. It's kind of cool, though.
Yep, it definitely, there's a lot of people that make us look like we're doing it recreationally, you know? We're just truly making it a hobby, and they're doing it on a professional level.
Yeah, they are. It's pretty cool, about all the stuff and all the antennas they have and stuff. That's also another thing that got me the hobby, antennas. I don't know about you, but there's so many different antennas that, like you can't even name all of them.
Yep, antennas seem to be a never-ending rabbit hole. There's so many different types, so many different configurations, that every time you think you figured something out, you just open another wormhole to go down.
There it goes.
KFAF2N. Hey, I think we have a breaking station, but his call sign got interrupted, so I'm just going to hand it over to the breaking station, or see if he's still there.
NAWJL. Good afternoon, gentlemen. What machine are y'all going through?
One of us are on the Warren, and one of us is on the Romeo. How's it going, Jay? This is Anthony, K-E-8-R-U-H. But, gentlemen, I am pulling up at the house right now, and got to get back to that phone call that just was coming through. So I will say 7-3 and catch up with you guys later. Have a great day.
Well, all right. 7-3, too. I let the young gentleman clear out with you. This is NHL.
TSA Everton. Sorry about that. I'm logging both of you guys' contacts. Jane, how are you doing this evening or this afternoon?
Is it afternoon yet? Okay, well, I'm doing all right. I'm just kind of scanning the band, and I just overheard you guys as I was scanning and ran into you guys. But, you know, this is a good hobby, you know. I think I was probably your age when I got into how old are you?
I am 11 years old.
Oh, yeah, 11 years old, I was at home, and I had walkie-talkies and stuff like that. Nothing like what we got today, nothing like today, you know, but it's a good one. I don't know if I'd ask you, do you have Echolink as well?
Yes, I do. That was what I was using for the past. Well, I got this radio this month, so yeah, the past was 2 months. But yes, I do have Echolink.
Okay. So what have you talked out there? Go ahead.
Right now, I'm talking on Anytone 778 and. And so I think I got this radio 2 weeks ago. So anything below that, so like say 2 months, I was using Echolink to get into this repeater system.
Sorry about that. I'm doing some work up here. Well, all right. Sounds good. What have you talked on Echolink though?
Roger, where have I talked? Well, this is Peter, the KFBI, WALAP, in Lapeer, and the East Coast Reflector.
Very good, very good. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, that's a nice little tool to have for those who don't have antennas. Oh, they're making so much noise over here. All right, I was going to ask you, but I can't think now. That's what happens when you get old as me. You can't think as good as you used to when I was your age there. But, doggone it, what was I going to ask you? What kind of antenna are you putting up? Are you going to put up a base antenna there? What kind of radio are you using?
The radio I'm using right now, like I'm currently transmitting on, is the Anytone 778. It's a mobile radio, but I'm using it as my base station. And the antenna, it's already up, but it's not like, it's in a bucket full of rocks as kind of temporary. But it's the Diamond X50A, which is a base antenna.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm talking about. So you got a diamond. Well, you still have some pretty good game with that antenna. Is that a dual band antenna?
Yeah, it is. HF, VHF.
Okay, and if you mind me asking, how high you got?
So it's on the second story of my house. It's right in front of my window, my room. And that's about 30 feet. And when it's going to be firmly mounted, it's going to be at 40-some feet.
Oh, well, yeah, you'll be able to really get out. You'll reach out there. You'll be able to get into, I don't know. You might be able to get in Canada now. I don't know. Have you ever tried any of those machines over there?
Like the repeater up in Warren. I've tried it with my HT, never with Actually, I have before. I've had a Warner repeater with this radio, but I didn't get any good. I was just static.
Oh, you'll be all right once you get that antenna outside, though. I mean, watch that any tone put out.
My radio, it puts out 25 watts max.
All right, that's good. So, I don't know how you need to get to an outside antenna and poof. Don't tell them where you might pick up there, right?
Yeah, hopefully, I need to waterproof the connectors on my antenna right now, because it's outside, yeah, it's outside right now, but I didn't waterproof the connector, the PL239, I connected with that SO259, I think, and these things, like, yeah, it doesn't really handle moisture well, so I need to waterproof that.
Yeah, put some silicone or some tape around there, black electrical tape around them connections there. If you definitely don't want no moisture to get into that wire there, then you will have a problem. You'll have a high SWR or something like that. So, okay. Well, you're doing fine now. Well, you know, that's good. So, but then again, wait a minute. You got your antenna inside, right?
Yeah, it's outside right now, and it's 30 feet up right now.
Okay. Okay, well, yeah, you got to make sure it's paper, some silicone around there, so no water gets in that coax, because, yeah, that could run your SWR up there, and no telling, like, blow something up over there, depending on how much power is running through there, so... Well, all right. I just heard you and the other gentleman in there. You forgive me if I forget your name there. But, you know, this is Jerry on this here, so I'm going to let you go. I got some little work to do over here, but I'm glad you got things up and running there, and so you can sort of reach out. And before you know it, man, you'll be like me. I'll be... getting into a lot of machines with this big old antenna I got there. I got a beam there. It's a 16-millimeter beam, so I'm able to really reach out there. And that's a lot of fun when you're able to reach out to a lot of other machines. So, but anyway, I'll let you go, and you have a fine day, and we'll get back with you another time. This is November 8th, Whiskey Juliet Lee.
Roger, well, nice time talking to you again. I believe we haven't talked in a while, actually. Last time I heard you on here was when I got my ham license. But I hope we get to talk again, and you have a good rest of your day as well. And 73 to you, and this is KF8, F2N and clear.
Thank you, F2N, I believe, NAWR. What's the name?
My name is Wyatt, spelled Whiskey Yankee Alpha Tango Tango. It's Wyatt.
That's pretty cool. Okay, Wyatt. Well, you take care, young fella. And like you said, we'll hook up again later on. So this is November 8th. We're just leaving.
Well, Danny, you have a good rest of your day, and,
Aaron, this is KFA, F2N, 73 and clear. W8RIG. Kilo 8, Kilo 7.
You're connected to CMN Network.
W-H-R-I-T.
Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot, Lima Yankee, monitoring.
FLY, here is W-H-R-I-T returning. Let's see if I have the name correct. Is the name Karen? Just a refresher on my name is Dave.
My name is Josh Karen, my name is Sean. This is Katie in the FLY.
Okay, I apologize. I'm trying to remember the name for the call sign here. Anyways, good afternoon, Sean. I'm trying to think of if we have chatted before or not. I think so. But anyways, good afternoon to you. I'm heading home from work. Kind of a nice day at work, actually, today. Doing some training, so that was kind of nice. I'm kind of enthused about it. Let's see here. I'm trying to think if I've chatted with you before. I think, if I'm not mistaken, are you still in high school? I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
I'm in middle school.
Okay, very good, very good. Well, tell me about what you'd like to do in the ham radio hobby. What sort of interest do you that you'd like to get into? I've been in the hobby for quite a while myself, and there are still new things I'd like to get into that I really haven't experimented with or anything.
It's mainly HF and DMR for me. I'm more into digital myself, but I'm more into UHF, HF, and DMR. I don't. I still haven't gotten a regular. I only have. Yet I'm trying to get a regular.
Okay, Sean, it was a little bit choppy. I didn't really get all that. You weren't holding the repeater firmly enough. But I heard you were interested in HF and digital and DMR. Well, DMR is kind of my latest thing here. I've got fairly recently a DM32 from Bale thing, and sitting here trying to figure out how to properly program it and everything, so I'm making baby steps, but I still have to learn some things as far as how to get everything to work together properly here. I think I've got some talk groups and a frequency set up for KA8WYN repeater, and so far I have not heard anything. I've heard a little bit that I think had been some brief snippets of some digitized audio, but I have not really heard a conversation as of yet, so they try some others out here. Wait to see if I can get a code plug from a friend. That way I can have a guide to go by and figure out some other things later on, like, you know, that contact list and such. But, yeah, I do some HF digital myself, like doing some of that. Anything from PSK to PSK 31, and I've done a little bit of some FT8 on HF, but not very much at all. I've been a latecomer to the games, actually, because when I first got licensed, PSK 31 was the popular HF mode, and I didn't really participate too heavily in it. I mean, I dabbled in it, but didn't get too serious into it. So yeah, there's always sorts of other avenues of digital on HF too, as well. You know, whether it's Olivia, MT63, or others. You know, I was just looking at this other one too. Another friend is talking about. For digital voice on HF. I think it's also for VHF and UHF, but I don't think it's very popular as of yet. I think it's called M as in Mike, M23. But how are you as far as digital code plugs? Maybe you can help me out and give me some assistance.
Well, if you're rocking a DM32, Do you want to use the direct messaging and or private call feature? Because if you do, you usually just, you can still program it from the panel. You don't need a computer. You still have to be meticulously patient enough. I have a UD32, the analog version, which you could still program it in through that. And then once you program it in and then go into channel mode, all of your options pop up. In order to get, like, quick messages and whatnot, you have to use the computer programming software, which I'm 90% sure for Baotang.
Yeah, I've got the software. I think it's CMS, CRS, I can't remember. Maybe for me, CRS would be more adept. Or adept, I should say. Anyways, yeah, but just bit by bit there. Finally figured out, the color code and, my job is, the frequencies and such, but I'm trying to figure out some things like when you program it, how to program a talk group to a particular slot. I think that may be my issue, so I'm going to have to do some more research on it. Yeah, it doesn't seem too bad. I would think for programming, it is relatively easy. Well, knock on wood, I haven't successfully done so yet, at least that I know of. But no, it doesn't really seem that hard. The only thing that would be slightly difficult by the keypad would just be entering in text. Not that it's, super hard or anything, but it's not quite as easy as just a keyboard and such. But I'm trying to do it by the software that way I can kind of visually see a little bit, well, not everything all at once, but I can visually see everything a little bit better, I guess, rather than go back and forth between channels and that. So, yeah, I've got some things to do on that, so I haven't done too much. I'm going to probably see about my other friend is infecting me, as I'm putting it, kind of getting me into some other areas. Like I said, I haven't really done too much with any of the other VHF or UHF codecs, whether it's D-Star or System Fusion. So I'm thinking maybe this upcoming year for Dayton Tampa, I'll probably pick up some other radios for those, whether it's Dayton for System Fusion and Icon for D-Star, but we'll see. We'll see how big the pocket will throw is by that time. anyways, back to you there, Sean. W-A-R-I-T.
Thank you.
So, one thing for you, for slots, that is for, like, zones, correct? For your UD32 program at all groups. Slots is for, like, zones, because I do not have a UD32, and I do not know how to work on those, but slots as in a zone, correct?
Okay, I'll answer that in a moment. I'm not certain, but I think there was a breaking station in there. I thought I heard somebody momentarily. So if there was a breaking station, go ahead, please.
This is November 8, Whiskey Julian Lima. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Sorry, talking about DMR and stuff like that there. I got to get back on there. I got a couple of DMR radios and also a thumb drive. I have a thumb drive through my computer. I can get on DMR, D-Star, and Fusion. And there's another mode I can get in there, too. But, yeah, that's... That digital is works real good. Digital there. This is NAWTL. Whoever gets to it.
Hello, Jay. How are you? Well, I'm starting to slowly figure things out bit by bit here, but got to do some more learning on EMR, and maybe, like I said, I'll get some others. Back got my EMR ID, so I got that squared away. And I'm going to have to figure out some other things. Sean, I'm not really certain about the zones myself. I'm still learning myself. I could be incorrect in this, but I think the zones might be possibly something like for the FBI radio system where it can, how do I put this, where it can receive you and then automatically ship you off, I guess, to where the stronger, the repeater that you'll get into stronger would be, if I'm if I'm understanding that correctly, but like I say, I'm still learning, and I'm kind of uncertain about the zones myself. So, like I say, I'm starting to put things together, but I'm not really certain I'm putting them together properly, I guess. I'm still trying to figure out, you know, putting the round peg in the square hole, trying to figure out, you know, where it goes. So, I'm not certain I can answer that question properly for you, Sean. I'm not authoritative on it, so I'm giving my best shot on it. So, KEFLY from WHRIT. Sean, KEFLY, are you still there? Go ahead and make one. I don't know, Jake. You're the boss of the Rams. He's got maybe battery died. There were a couple spots when I was talking earlier. He was a little choppy, so I don't know maybe if he's in a dead spot nearby his home or not. So we'll just drag our feet and maybe jump back in. So anyways, as you heard, Jay, I'm planning on heading down to Dayton myself this year. I got to put in my case request for the Friday. What about you? You plan on heading down yourself?
Get my team together. You know, they kind of running slow. I used to go every year. I've been going down to Dayton since the late 70s. I only missed maybe a handful of time. I used to go down there for one day or a whole weekend there, right?
Yeah, one of these times I'm going to have to do that, go down and... I think they got from like the contest university before Dayton. So I think they've got a lot of other activities. So yeah, one of these times I'm going to have to do that myself. And Jay, I have not been to the new location for Dayton. Last time I've been is when they were still at Hera Arena. So I'd kind of like to see what it's like. I've heard a little bit about it. So far it seems pretty positive. Like it's it's a clean, upbeat place, I guess. So maybe, Jay, if you could tell me, I'm kind of curious for the sizes of the relative sizes in comparison. How are they from Hera Arena to what they have today? Is it similar for both, you know, the amount of vendors outside the flea market area and also for the internal vendors, I guess you could put them inside?
Well... Xenia, I mean, there's a lot of hams like Xenia, but I'm not crazy about a Xenia like I am, like I was with the Hera Arena. But it's good. Considering we had to find another location, it's good. And the flea market is huge there, Roger.
All right, that's pretty good. I like to go on the outside almost as well. Yeah, I'd say probably even better than the inside. I think some of the newer vendors. Sometimes you go outside and you find some nice little treasures and just things that you didn't even imagine, I guess, here. Well, if you would, Jay, share with me. Tell me the pros and the cons. I think you probably are referring to got some cons to it, maybe just for your opinion, but fill the beans there, buddy.
Well, if you really want to see how Xenia is, all you have to do is go on the internet and type in Ham Convention 24 and Ham Convention 25. Show you both of those years. Of course, Ham 26 haven't came up yet, but there's a guy that takes the whole view, the whole thing down there, Greg.
Now, it's either that or the best thing, go see it yourself, which is what I plan to do. I say, I haven't been yet, not to the new one here. And I've got kind of a list of things that I'm, dreaming and window shopping for. Not really certain I actually really want to get them, but I've just got some things that are just, sticking across, something to open up the wallet a little bit and let the pocketbook get emptied a bit. like one of the things. I got to do some research on the entire line, but I'd like to just do a little research because I'm kind of debating about getting like a flex radio for SDR for, you know, a transmitter, transceiver. So kind of playing with that. And then the other thing, other item that I'm kind of tempted to, but I'm from Heil Sound. Forgot the name of the product now, but the parametric equalizer system. I forget what you call it, PRAS, something like that. So I've kind of got that in, but I'm not really too definite on that one. I've got to think about that. And well, one of the things I want to learn a little bit more is I wonder if, because I have a DSP-599 for my digital audio filter, and I'm just kind of wondering if they would kind of be fighting each other for audio control, I guess, maybe, if that would be put the right way. Or if they would work together to provide better audio. But I'm thinking, well, I'm more or less taking a guess. I'm taking a guess that they're going to basically fight each other and they're not going to be complementary for me to get better audio out of both of the devices. So. But I've got a couple things, like I said, I'm dreaming on. And I'm, you know, I was telling Sean here that, you know, my other buddy, I've been putting it, it's infecting me. if I may come down and to Dayton and pick up maybe something for D-Star and system fusion. So we'll see how that flies when the time comes. But what about you, Jay? You got anything in mind you'd like to pick up, or is it just head on down and see what's there?
Yeah, I'm just gonna go down there and see what's there, whatever catches my eye, you know. I'm going to get something there, no doubt about it. I'd like to give me an amplifier, but they are so expensive. I want to give me an HF amplifier as well as a 2-meter amplifier there. So got to look around there. But were you wanting to talk about the digital DMR? Were you talking before I came on?
Probably, yes. I was talking with Sean about DMR and told me I just picked up fairly recently, like a couple weeks ago, a DM32 UV. And I'm trying to fully see about programming it. And I'm not certain I've got it done correctly, although I may have it correctly. I've got a program for one local repeater. And but what, I'm also using my SDR running DSP Plus to decode audio, which I know will work. but so far, I haven't really heard any conversations on the repeater. I've seen the signal meter move, but I think it may just be something to do with the repeater ID or something. But I have not yet been able to successfully listen to any conversations yet. So I may have it done correctly, it's just nobody's talking. that could be the case, too, there. Yeah, I'm sitting here trying to learn how to program the DM32 with the software bit by bit.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Well, what was you trying to listen in? Like worldwide, North America, or what?
TOTDIS.
This is TEASOY. Was someone just calling for me?
Phone is Android, my work phone is iPhone.
Well, go to your Play Store on the Android and download MB. BM. See? Yeah. Download BM Brandmeisters, and you can hear all kind of conversation going on DMR there, on worldwide, North America wide, and Canada wide, and some of these other places around the world there. You can go that way if you just want to listen.
Well, I don't really want to be too listening in primarily from my phone for radio as far as that goes, but... I think it's kind of 50-50. I want to do it, you know, so if I have the availability to talk in ham radio for DMR repeaters, I've got that, you know, capability. But I'm also doing it for the hobby that's non-amateur radio, which would be just for, you know, reception and such. It's kind of interesting, I think, to listen and figure out, you know, who's using what frequency and, you know, what kind of business they are and such. Just a little odd thing here. Anyways, back the other day, I'm probably going to be in for one more because I'm sitting in the driveway here. I'm going to run on in and now I'm probably going to play some more radio, I think.
Okay, well, what's your DMR number, right?
Roger, yes, I do have my DMR ID.
Yeah, well, I could probably talk to you through my computer. Well, you know, I have a DMR number as well. I can get on DMR D-Star Fusion on my computer, although I do have, I got, how many portables? I got a Motorola XPR6550 can do DMR. I got a Anytone that came out, 868, that can do DMR, and I can do D-Star. I have a D-Star mobile radio, the Icon 5100, and I do have a Fusion radio, which is in the shop, should be back in a week. The 991A to do Fusion there, so, yeah, I guess around there, Roger.
Well, hey, maybe you could do me a favor. I think you said you had some files on thumb drive, and I don't know if they would be compatible or not. Probably not with the radio, but maybe you could shoot me over a file by email that I could use to look at. Might may be different for your radio and such, but I'd like to find out because I'm not certain what all you need. Okay, I've got a. So the other thing I have not done with my radio is RTFM. I have not read the flipping manual yet. So that's the other thing I got to do here too, which would help out to increase some knowledge. But yeah, I got to figure out on radio how or if you need to program the talk groups per a slot. That part I have not seen. So. And then that may be the key to my problem here. So, yeah, I've got some others I've got to program in. I'm trying to figure out what ones I had in here. I don't think I've got talk group IDs for most of the others. I think that one was the only one that I had any info for. I think I got a couple for come off the Siemens website for the talk groups there. I don't know if I've got those programmed in yet or not. But maybe you could shoot me an email, Jay. I'd appreciate that. Maybe if you could just send me one, and I don't know what software you use, but I'd maybe have to use something different than CMS. I'd have to download it to open up the file and take a look at it. So that's one thing I've got to double check if I'm doing this part correctly, putting the talk group into a appropriate slot.
Sorry,
let me talk it back either, Jay.
This is Katie
in Alpha 1.
Did someone call my cell phone?
Hi, Sean. We were looking for you when you disappeared earlier. Come on back in and join the conversation.
My bad. I was running to my kitchen to grab a snack. Sorry about that.
Well, you could go on the internet and type in Moto, DMR Moto. Let's see, DMR Moto. What's it? You can see all the people all over the world coming in there. And when you key up, it'll show your name, your ID number, and everything as well.
That's just talk groups, isn't it? That's just the talk groups. I'm not sure if those go across the nation or if that's like a
VOLTE thing, but I'm looking. I want to look into that further. I'm kind of curious about that.
Strong, yeah, it's always a good thing to talk food on the radio here. I'm a fat boy, so that's always a good topic for conversation here. So, anyways, I'll let you two carry on, and Jay, I'll keep you in mind for the DMR. See if I hit you up later for that here. 7-3 to both of you. Have a great afternoon. WARIT.
Just remember, MOTO. MOTO, DMR, DMR, and it'll come up, and you'll see all the people all over the world. You'll see them keying up on every system, and it'll from all over the world. And as soon as you key up, it'll show your ID number, your name, and everything, what system you're going through as well. Just figure out, throw that in there. This is November 8th, Whiskey, Julie and Lena.
Jay, I have a quick question for you. Have you ever heard of people using Hytera for ham radios? I've never even heard of Hytera. Apparently they were professional. Apparently one of my bus drivers, both companies use them.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I mean, I've heard of it, but I don't know anyone that uses it too. There, no doubt about. What are you using?
WIAX.
WIAX. Okay. No. If it ain't Christopher could probably tell you.
I have to go 7-3. Hold on. This is KEFOY 7-3. Sorry about that. I have to go 7-3.
Hytera started out as a commercial brand, then they found out about the amateur market, and they entered it, and the hams have been happy. 73, WIDX.
Yeah, Christopher, it's too bad you're not going to be able to go to Dayton, but me and Charlie, we going down there for the whole weekend there, and yeah. Should be exciting.
Yeah, just make sure you're extra healthy then. Don't want no surprises like a couple of years ago.
Thanks, Alvar, Christopher.
You forgot about what happened when you went down to Milton and the guys?
Yeah, enlighten me.
Yeah, you spent, what, 1-2 days in the hospital?
No, not me. Ain't been no 1 or 2 days in the hospital.
Well, you left a swap in an ambulance.
Yeah, one day I did. That was, Friday. But Saturday was a good day. Friday was too hot. And Milton had me, we walking all through the flea market. It just got too hot, man. I had to go inside. Exhaustion, I don't know.
Dehydrated.
I think that'll work. Yeah, that's it. And but I was all right. I got to have my insurance. They took care of me there. I settled down there. They took care of me, and I took care of them when I got back home. Before that bill, I would hate to have to pay that bill if I didn't have insurance.
Yeah, you're lucky about that. Yeah. Well, you make sure you just have, keep drinking water or juice or something.
No doubt about it. It's too bad you didn't come in earlier, Christopher. There was a guy, I forget his name, that wanted to know more about the DMR radio.
Was you, Milton? bus that went with you. I can't remember who it was.
That was it, that particular year.
I don't remember who the fourth guy was. Who were you talking to earlier?
I forgot his name.
Sounded young. Was it a guy or a girl?
Well, it was a young guy and older gentleman was in there. It was three of us.
Oh, sorry, I scared him away. I talked to a lady on D-Star last night on 66 Delta. I was talking to Doc. Some lady come in from New Hampshire. My God, she had a signal.
Yeah, Roger. Okay. Yeah, but that's great, Daddy. That's great. I called Charles. I said, Charles, it's getting late in the year. Now it's getting late in the season. Man, we got to get up the room. Yeah, I'm going to look, because if we don't, we might have to go to, Kentucky to get a room, man. All the rooms in Ohio will be filled up down in Dayton. So I don't know. Yeah, I'd like to get down there. Oh boy, see what they got. They always got something. They always got something about one.
Oh yeah. I'd like to go down there with a truck and a whole lot of money. Buy up some of that stuff. The old stuff.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, Christopher, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. It's just DMR starting to come back, but DMR was really jumping around here when Colin was here. Get on Worldwide, North America, they used to have a net going on Worldwide on Saturday. People from all over the world checking in. They probably still do it. I got to check into that. Then they, and they had all these doggone talk groups, events, these different events you can talk to. And one thing I like about DMR, you know, in this area, you know, you can, Collins had, you know, he had it where we had hooked up with Detroit and, Mount Clemens and, Novi. And Southgate, if you go south and get out of range of one, you can jump into Toledo's thing with a rubber duck. I used to love that.
Yeah, you did have a good network. You really did. And when he left, it just went to hell. I mean, when it doesn't have any internet connectivity, all those repeaters become local repeaters.
Yep, here you go.
I tried to get Charles to go with me over to Worldwide. He goes, oh, well, I don't want to step on anybody. He goes, Charles, there's no internet connectivity. It's a local machine. It only talks to the area it's in. Well, I don't want to step on anybody. There's nobody there. The computers are all sitting there collecting dust.
Yep. Yep. Oh, man. Dog it, I hate it. My 991 in the shop, man. And the guy almost scared the heck out of me how much it's going to cost me to get it repaired.
What happened to it this time?
Spinals blew.
I mean, you have a bad man from one of your antennas.
Well, this particular day it had I was talking to my buddy over in Maryland, and he believed that, because at that time we had like an ice storm, or last week or something like that, a week before last, however it was, and
I can smell my antenna. I mean, I can smell radio got the smoke, and I can smell the smoke. So therefore, you know, yeah, I think what it was, like you said, it had a bad Mac.
Higher
so they ought to do that. Higher go to the antenna, come right back into the radio and heat, you know, take out the final. May not take them out at one time. Slowly cook them to death. Yeah. Roger, roger. Well, let's put that baby in the shop and I didn't want to send it. Yezu. It'd take too long. Because my radio is not on the warranty anymore. Yezu, last time I had in the shop over there, it was in there for about almost 2 months.
Well, the lucky thing is they still have those final modules that do all of HF 2 meters and 70 centimeters. So at least, you know, it's not like they're waiting on parts.
Right, absolutely. Oh, well, it is what it is. Darn it. Ooh, I wish I could have got that plate for my other radio, my 847. God dang it. Plug and play. UPS, when they dropped that radio, oh, man, knock all three of the knobs and stuff and the big knob crack. But somebody was selling that face plate on eBay, and I got there too late. Okay, somebody told me, I think, John D3MPH, but by the time I could require about it, somebody had already bought it.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that face plate on eBay along the wall. That's just what they need, along with a lot of other things. But a couple days ago, I think it was Saturday, I was on QRZ. There was a guy selling a 847 with the desk mic, with the slip speaker, and something else, a power supply. $650 he wanted for the whole kit caboodle. Whoa! I almost wrote him a check.
Roger, roger. Yep, 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 yep. It's all good, Chris. All good. And did I hear you go to shot Saturday?
No, John and I went to shots on Monday. A week ago Monday. We went to the Livonia Club meeting was Monday after the swap. The swap was Saturday. The meeting was Monday, and John goes, "Hey, do you like going to shots?" Oh, yeah. Man, I've never seen that place so empty. I mean, must have been five people in there, and only one girl, Christina, was there. All the rest of the girls, Abby was out of town, and Emily doesn't work on Mondays. Christina was working by herself. Then later on, her brother came in, and I guess he closes the place up at night.
Yeah, Roger. We got to go back up there, but I just wouldn't go up there because it's too cold. First of all, I don't want to break down when it was that cold, when it's real cold going up there. And they play stay kind of cold. But you have to go back up there. I miss they salad and fish and all that stuff.
Yeah, I had a mushroom Swiss burger. John had the what was it called? It was corned beef egg rolls. Got two of them. And then he ordered a side of onion rings and a side of salad and a side of something else. It must have cost him $25 for everything. Because everything, you know, side of this, side of that, you know.
Roger, roger. Okay. Yeah, we got to head back up there. Let's see. Yeah, go up there Friday, something come Friday. Yeah, I missed that too. I love the walleye fish and salmon stuff. So, yeah, I'm going to back out of here, Chris, down on the side here, because we've been on here quite a while here. Yeah. So, let me let you go, and I'll get back with you at AWJ.
Hi, Jake. Yeah, I just got back from CBS. I had to pick up some more pills, and I got a shot while I was there. I'm gonna be in a really bad mood tomorrow. The shot they gave me, it was a big, long shot. Oh my God! Tomorrow I'm gonna be dragging my right arm behind me. At least that's the way it's gonna feel. Catch you later, WID.
All right, okay, well, have a good day, and hope you get better. AWJ, clear button monitor.
You heard Robert was in accident, right?
What Robert?
88
ZGR? Oh, well, I was talking to her when it happened, Chris.
That's right, I was listening. I was going to key in, and then I heard him yell out, "Oh, man, I just got hit." I said, "Oh, no." And, of course, I don't have his number. I couldn't check to see if he was okay. But he sent me an email, showed me a picture, and destroyed his tail. Like he bought a new one for $29.
Yeah, right. That's terrible. We were just talking. He came in there. And I said, let me see, who was talking? Me. It might have been you. I know George was in there, and he just thought he said, "Hey, wait. Oh, man, I just got hit."
I know, and we all heard it. I mean, we all heard the crash.
So, yeah, but, yeah, so he said, I don't know wherever he was going, but he said, "Well, he ain't going now." Figure he'd go back home. He'd turn around when he left, he's making the police report stuff.
Yeah, apparently he takes Pontiac Trail all the way out to pick up his kids. He says, "There was a few guys." He said, "I figured." He called him, said, "Not going to come this week. We just got in an accident." He turned around and went home.
Connected to CMN Network.
WIDX clear.
Good. I see somebody connected. All right. And AWL clear.
Hey, Jay, did you get the email I sent you?
I guess, Chris, I ain't looked.
Yeah, it was about N4RTD. Just click on the link and it'll show you where he is.
Okay, I'll do that, but right now, this guy working on my bathroom, I gotta go check.
Roger that, WIDXO.
AWDXO.
KUCHKJO.
KFAF,
you are
clear.
KCHKJO. Is that you out there, Wyatt? KF8FQN? That's it, KCHKJO.
KJO. KFAGIC. What's happening?
KFABRC, how's it going, Jack? KCHKJO. You out and about tonight?
You know what, you're right. I was going to go somewhere and I decided not to. How you doing?
Oh, just finishing off the day. Got a little fuel for this beast and then off to home for the night. And tomorrow I got Grand Blanc, and who knows where I'm going from there. Thursday's going to be busy. That's one call in Flint, and then shooting up to Petoskey.
Yeah, what a long drive. anyhow, that's everyday low price for you, I believe that.
Yeah, we kind of settled on Thursday. We try to do stuff on the west side, like Tuesdays and Thursdays. Today was an exception. I had something in Armada I had to take care of. So we're doing Wednesday, Thursday this week. And we'll see how it goes. Hopefully it's not too long of a day, but you know me, it ends up being a longer day than expected.
Yeah, I know you. Anyhow, sometimes it goes that way, you know, right around here and there, there. And then you get a one customer, oh, hey, this doesn't work. Can you come by? And he's way over there. It does happen, same thing to me. It happened a long time ago, not now, but, you know, we take care of that.
Yeah, that's usually about how it goes. And then they say, hey, can you go grab this one out here? It's an emergency. We don't have anybody but closer. Everybody's 4 or 5 hours away on other sides of the stadium. We're like, yeah, sure, why not? We'll drive 2.5 hours, go take care of it, drive home. You know, money's money.
So as they say, one of those money out there, don't grab it. Don't let it go. If it's doubled, take it right away.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, I work 8 hours, and after 8 hours, I get paid time and a half for anything after 8 hours. So that works for me. I'll go anywhere they send me. You know, but we'll see how it rolls this week. KC, KGO for ID.
Yeah, well, that's the way it goes. If you want something, you better fix it up. Take some money and come back. That's what you do. I used to do that in the 80s. So, they call us from Sky Rapids, George Drive up there, come back. They're safe, which is good.
Quiet on this side. Boss Ben says, hey, can you go take care of that? It's like, sure. So, all right, I got to jump out here, Mr. Jack. I got to get some fuel in this thing, and then I'll be back out shortly. 73 in your final. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Hey, good talking to you. We'll talk again. KFA DIC. WDA.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
Hello, Echo. This is Foxtrot Lima Easy Monitoring.
WABDD.
Is Brian out there?
Yes, it is. Good evening, Jack.
Well, good evening, Brian. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm heading to the bowling alley for an evening of entertainment.
That's good. We'll have fun after work. I like that.
Yeah, I gotta let my hair down every once in a while. You know, this is my one thing to keep me moving at night. Other than that, it's, I gotta sit around, wait for nets or something like that, but the only thing that gets me out of the house. Bowling on Tuesday, bowling every other Saturday, and bowling every other Sunday.
That's the enjoyment you have. This is good. Good enjoyment. Excellent. KFA, CRT.
Yeah, this morning I couldn't hang around for the brew crew this morning because we had the plant manager was supposed to walk through. But it didn't matter. I didn't see the eclipse anyways. I drive in the wrong direction.
Always it's got to be that way after the plant manager. I used to do the same thing when I used to work for Chrysler. They come in, I go in the wrong direction. I'll be back. I'm just going to go get some from here and then come back. That's what I say.
Yeah, well, they're trying to take our chairs away from us, even though some of us sit at benches and do paperwork and stuff like that. But, you know, whatever. I only got to deal with it for another few months, I hope.
Yeah, it won't be that long anyhow. A few months is not that long, like a year or 3 years or 10 years or 20 or something like that. Yeah, that's what it is. Just, you know, take it easy and relax and have fun. Really, I would have fun the way it is out there. And get that thing over with in a few months.
Well, 2 weeks I drop my paperwork and then I'll find out more about what's going on.
Well, 2 weeks is not that far, anyhow. It'll be 2 weeks to the front by the time you close your eyes. Open your eyes, and 2 weeks are gone.
Well, I haven't heard them releasing anybody yet, not from my department. So, I don't know how long it's going to be after paperwork gets done. They say as early as the month you drop your paperwork, but one guy dropped his in January and he's still there, so we'll see. Maybe they'll get their butts in gear and we'll figure it out and it won't be that long.
Yeah, I think so because this is the first of the year, you know what I mean? They'll be busy for a couple of months and after that they ain't got nothing to do. And, you know, they'll wait till September till the 27th goes out. So they won't have nothing to do another couple of weeks. That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I just got to be careful for the first. Hopefully everything goes as planned and everything transitions smoothly. But right now I'm going to start cutting back on spending my pennies so that I got a few extra bank in case something doesn't go right.
The way I said, whatever they give you, take, it really is, you know. If they give you a Saturday, take Saturday. If they give you a Sunday, take Sunday too.
Oh, I've pretty much been doing that, but, I'm going to live my life. I'm not going to worry about it too much. And, get a little bit back in taxes. That should hit at a good time, so I won't be in a bind, but, you know, I just don't want to go spending money frivolously at this point. And then I'll get my dental work done, and I just bought a brand new bowling ball. I'm picking that up today to bowl with. So, yeah, I'm done spending for a little bit. except for breakfast. If they don't ask me to work, then I'm going to breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we bought a bowling ball. It's good. Anyhow, that will give you a good time, you know what I mean? Have a good time, and I wouldn't worry about it too much, really, about buying that bowling ball. There's not much, really. I know that, you know what I mean? But always have a good money. Always.
Well, the new bowling balls, you know, they're going for $200 to $300. So it's not like in the old days when it was 50 or 100. Just like everything else, and I'm noticing gas is jumping now because of the situation around the world. They just keep hammering us and hammering us. Oh well, no profit sharing, prices are going up. Yeah, great time to retire.
Well, sometimes it goes that way, Brian, really. Sometimes it goes the other way. Depends. You know, I seen those days long time ago. They coming and going, sometimes hard, sometimes not hard. That's a good money. That's how it goes in this life.
Yeah, well, like I said, the wife's got her ropes in me for the church part-time, helping my brother-in-law out, so it won't be too bad, I guess. We will have at least some money coming in. I guess that's what I get to spend. The rest of it, the rest of it, Mama controls.
Yeah, whatever makes you happy. If that makes you happy and it's not, and it's good, just keep going. If it doesn't make you happy, then you gotta find something else. A little bit more money, that's all.
Yeah, one of the guys that retired a couple years ago decided that he wasn't ready to just slow down enough. He went and got the same type job working at GM plant closer to his house because he came from Grand Blanc. Now he's working in Orion Township, I guess, Orion area. And he's doing the same thing he was doing before he retired for General Motors instead of Chrysler. But I don't think I'll be that bored. I don't think I'll want to go into a position where I was, but as a new guy on the off shift and everything like that. So, yeah, maybe I'll get a job at a grocery store.
Yes, look for something and a little bit better and good money. Just a little bit more money, that's all. Well, you know, breakfast and here and there, you know, and take care of a few bills from the family. That's it.
KFAFQN.
Good evening, Wyatt. Come on, talk to us.
I just wanted to jump in here really quick and say good evening to everybody.
Well, good evening to you. Over to Jack.
Well, good evening, y'all, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. How are you doing? Back over to Jack.
We're doing good day by day, and that's what it's all about. When you're retired, you're doing good day by day, and that's all you can do. Over to Ryan.
Well, I guess I'll find out about that day by day stuff, but yeah, I'm almost to my destination. I got about 2-3 minutes left. And I have to jump out. So I'm going to say 73 here. Wyatt, good hearing you. You're on your base station.
Yes, I am. A-Town. My antenna is in a bucket full of rocks right now. You probably heard me telling, I think, KFA-FFQ on the air, but yeah, I'm on my base station.
Which repeater are you going into right now? Because you sound fabulous. 5-9.
Coming in from the radio, the Romeo repeater.
Oh, very good. All right. And I'm pulling in the parking lot now, so I'll talk to you gentlemen later. W8DPD 73 on your final.
Hi, Brian. Take care. And y'all man, take care too, and have a good evening. KFA, DIC.
Yep, good evening to you, Brian, and I had a nice time talking to you and Jack. KFA, FQN, Jack, are you still there?
Connected to CMN Network.
Yeah, go ahead. Are you on Echo Link or are you on walkie-talkie?
I'm actually using my base station. I got the Anytel 778 hooked up to a base antenna.
What's the name of that radio again?
FQN, breaking station, please go ahead.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee. Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee. Was there a conversation going on? Did I just break into that by accident?
There was, but yeah, you're totally fine. You're loud and clear.
Alright, what's your call sign again? How's it going for you today?
Roger, my call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot Quebec November. That is KF8FQN. Can you repeat your call sign for me, please?
My call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Foxtrot Lima Yankee. Kilo Echo 8. Foxtrot Lima Yankee, K-E-F-L-Y.
Roger, K-E-A-F-L-Y. It's nice meeting you. I think, I've heard you on the air before, have I?
Actually, yes, I think we have talked once.
I remember you were talking, forgot his call sign, with that, one guy, but, it's nice hearing you again, and, I'll hand it over to, Jack. I believe his call sign is W8DRC.
Hi, guys. Take care. I gotta get something to eat. I'm hungry. So, you guys take care. Good talking to both of you, because I haven't. I don't know the other gentleman. That's the first time I heard him out there. KFA, DIC.
KFA, FQN. Well, it was nice hearing you on the air, Jack. And, I think we've only talked, two times. That's when I first got my ticket. But you have a good rest of your evening. It's 7:30 to you. And I'll hand it over to Sean.
Yeah, we have talked before, and, I'm just curious, what city are you in right now? I'm in Shelby Township right now. What city are you in?
Roger, I'm in Emily City, in Lapeer County.
Emily? A little far from here. Shelby Township.
what rig you're rocking? What rig are you using?
There you go. I'm using the Anytone 778, and that's hooked up to a Diamond X50 base antenna. What kind of radio are you using?
Well, I have a blue one too, but that one decided to die on me since I'm a goof and I forgot to charge it, so I decided to grab my UV5R and grab a 43 off of that with a hand mic. And that seems to be doing until my UV32 charges.
Yeah, that's awesome. I wish I had a UV32. I got the AR-152, and I don't know if you've heard of it, it's the QRZ-1. It's a little HD-2. I just got this radio, this Anytone. It's a mobile one. I just got it hooked up to a power supply. But his call sign is, I kind of forgot it. I think it's like, KSAFLY, I think, and he, his name is Joe, and he gave it to me. But, yeah, you sound, like, loud and clear.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm hitting it loud and clear with the UV5R. The radio's only, like, 5 watts or something. Hold on, my neighbor's young. 1 second.
Roger, KSAFQN, standing by.
And go to find a deer or something like that, God forbid. Anyway, I just a Vertex DX2100 mobile here. Still working on it. Bought one off eBay, and I'm just waiting for that to get here. It's the same type of radios my school bus used. I took inspiration from them, so just cool. I bought mobile sorted out, and I bought a power supply also.
Hey, Roger, hey, you're loud, but you aren't so, you're clear, but you, as you're transmitting, you're, cutting in and out. Like, I heard some stuff, like, you were taking inspiration from your school, bus's radio. That's really all I heard.
Yeah, I'm getting a Vertex ZX2100, which is, it's an old one, but it has 45 watts and it's UHF, so, checks off all my boxes.
I've never heard of that radio, but it sounds like a really good radio. Have I heard about the brand or, that type of radio. I've never actually, seen it in person or anything. But, I got you loud and clear now. You're not cutting, in or out anymore. So, whatever you did, that's, working really good. And, what repeater are you getting into? Can you say that again? You're really staticky in that last.
Was your question, how far am I from the repeater?
Oh, yes, it was.
Full disclosure, I have no clue. I honestly do not know. I just kind of connected the repeater, throw in the cell phone and call it again. I do not know how far I am from the repeater.
Yeah, Roger, I was just wondering because, especially with, a UV5R, I believe you're using, or something similar to that, I'm kind of, surprised at how loud and clear you're coming in here. It took me a solid 2 months to figure out the hotspot, for my HTs, but, yeah, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I am 12 right now, and I'm just kind of getting things cooking right now. I'm just getting things just worked out and just getting everything set up.
Yeah, Roger, same here. I'm kind of just developing my setup and everything like that, but that's awesome. I'm 11, so what's your age difference? That's awesome. You're the first youngest person I've ever heard on ham radio, so that's really awesome. I'm glad to hear somebody my age on here, too.
Well, I have a question for you. This one's just out of here.
FQN. You cut in and out there really bad. I'm sorry to say this again, but can you repeat your last?
That doesn't make sense. So I'm on high ground right now, but have you experienced dead hams? That's just one out of curiosity. And have you used HF and DMR yet? And if so, what rig are you rocking for those?
I want to get a DMR, but I don't have any radios for it yet. And if you're referring to like silent keys, like I could be so wrong about this. If this is what I copied, but if you're talking about like silent keys, like somebody I knew that passed away. No, and I kind of don't want that to happen.
No, I was talking about sad hams, like people who yell at you on the radio. Have you ever experienced that yet? I did a couple hours ago. There was some guy on another HF frequency yelling, "Oh, you can't be on here. You just can't." So, Yuxa, have you ever experienced one of those guys yet? I'm just curious, honestly.
I'm sorry about that. I thought you said dead hams. I'm like, bad hams? I have on 7.200 on HF. Never go on it. There's people cussing, really bad ham operators. There's non-licensed people there, but I have had one instance. I think it was on the W8LET repeater where somebody was, I just got my license, like, the same day. That was January of this year. And yeah, he was yelling at me too, saying that like I was doing stuff wrong and stuff. But really just don't listen to them because they're bad hams, and there's for every 1% of bad hams, there's 99% of good hams.
7.2 megahertz. Bro, the amount of things I've heard on there, I have heard the most diabolical things on there. I have heard people say absolutely outrageous things on 7 megahertz. I mean, half the time they're not even licensed, but still saying ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, I know that. There's somebody using, like, pre-recorded voices, and he was, like, cursing people's bloodlines, and there's like normal people that are trying to have normal conversations, and then there has to be the people on there that are just like pushing 3,000 watts, ruining everybody's time on there. But they can stay there. I don't want any of them moving to any other frequency or band because that would not be fun.
I remember you saying that one other time I met you, I remember you talking about there was this guy that was pushing 2,000 watts and went through 100 different, he went through like 100 megahertz with 3,000 watts of power somehow.
Oh yeah, his bandwidth was like a whole 2 to 3 megahertz wide. It was bad, and when he talked, his voice was the most, like, distorted, like, it was almost like he was using a voice changer, but because it was, like, so much loss on whatever radio he was using, and his signal just sucked.
All
I have a buddy of mine who, it's one of my friend's dads. He's really into him. He's way big into him. He has been for like 10 years, 10, 20 years now. He recently bought a Kenwood TS990S. It's $10,000 new. God forbid, he's hooked up an amp. He hooked up an amp. He has like 1,100 watts. I think that's the phone number, don't quote me. That's the video already pushes out 200, which is insane. It's 200 watts across the valley. That's what it is. So 1,200 watts of utter insanity.
Really? Wait. Is that a CB radio? Or is that like a ham radio?
Wait.
Hey Jeff, look up Kenwood TS990S. It was a Jeff ham.
Dude, that's crazy. I thought it was like CB. I got this little handheld radio from the 80s. It's called the Cobra HH3. It's about 4 watts, but people on there run 3,000 watts too. Because I think on CB there's like zero restrictions. Like, you hear truckers on there, and, yeah, their voice just sounds so distorted, and it's like, you can hear them down a whole, like, other channel.
Okay, this isn't CB. We don't say break if we want to break in unless we have an emergency, and you guys, someone said it twice now.
Well, thank you. KFHDRC.
Jack, you're not making it, and you don't say the word break unless you have an emergency on ham radio. You could have just put your call sign out. WHCMN.
CMN, this is KFAFQN. Yeah, we know that. We're just talking about CB. But I'm pretty sure Sean and I know that break is only for emergency on here. But thank you for telling us that. And I appreciate you getting on here. KFAFQN, back over to Sean.
KFOY. I think it was KFA. S-T-U-N?
Yes, S-T-U-N. Sorry, I think we doubled there. I believe you're calling me, but I'm here, and I hear you loud and clear, too.
Good. But there was a guy, I don't know what on earth this guy had. He had something, like a base station with an amplifier on an FRS channel. He went through like he was on like 5 different channels.
On an FRS channel, really?
I mean, yeah, like we get it. You want to have clear communications. But seriously, like, I'm impressed that he even, like, got the base station to work with FRS. That's absolutely ridiculous. But nevertheless, he did it, and he went across like 4 different channels. Yes, there was a guy on FRS.
Wait, so FRS is what, 4600 megahertz, 460 megahertz, sorry, and, so he was using like a base antenna, or like kind of how you have like your mobile radios like hooked up to a power supply, and like he was using that for FRS?
I don't know, but probably like a Motorola freaking mobile or something, I don't know. He went across 4 or 5 different channels, which is absolutely insane, but yeah, he pulled that off.
So, has to be pushing a lot of watts. Oh, sorry about that. Because I don't somebody can correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think your antenna, I mean, it affects your signal quality and stuff, but I think it's wattage that affects your bandwidth, I believe. I could be wrong about that, though.
It's mainly just wattage. You're right about that. It's mainly just wattage. But, yeah, that's like, how do you even do that with a Motorola? That's like, I don't know how he did it, but I'm honestly kind of impressed in the sense that this guy who was using FRS got a base station of sorts that was probably like a 50-watt mobile, or I don't even know what he's using, and he somehow got it to work with FRS, which I'm honestly kind of impressed.
That's insane. Yeah, I've never heard of that on FRS before, but yeah, that's crazy. I would recommend it's receive only, and this is if you like satellites. Like, I'm a diehard for satellites and stuff. I'm actually getting a satellite kit, maybe for my birthday. I'm asking for it, but it's called a RTL SDR. That is Romeo Tango Lima. Sierra Delta Romeo, and it's like a plug-in to your computer, and it turns it into a radio, and you get to see like the waterfall display, and it shows you all the signals from 500 kilohertz all the way up to like 1.7 gigahertz. So if that interests you, that would be a kind of recommendation if you want.
That's actually kind of cool, but I will check that out. I'm not really into SDR. I'm more into professional and DMR. I just scored me a Motorola XPR 5580E 900 megahertz DMR radio recently, actually.
All right, Roger. Yeah, and SDR is just like a receiver, and it's like a radio, but it shows you all like. It's really good for satellites, which is, I want to get one. It's about $40 on Amazon. But, yeah, I've heard of that radio before on a bunch of YouTube reviews. And, you know, for the first time ever, I logged down WHCMN in my logbook on QRZ. I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but, I mean, it's a call sign. FAF2N. Well, I'm gonna go. I gotta go eat dinner. So I had a good time talking to you, and I had a good time meeting you again. This is the first time we actually talked for a while. And I'll say 7-3 to you. Maybe we can talk to each other tomorrow. And you have a good rest of your evening. And 7-3 to you. This is KF8F2N. Clearing your last.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KFAF2N. Oh, Sean, you have a good evening, and 7-3 to you. I don't know if you copied me, and I got to go eat dinner, so 7-3, and I had a good time talking to you, and maybe we're going to talk tomorrow, and this is KFAF2N, 7-3, and clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
KF8FQN testing.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WNMU.
You're connected to CMN Network.